Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
WQHT HD1 New York.
Ebro in the morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
We're on.
Oh, hey. We go live after the live program show. Is that the full title?
I mean, you think we need to add more?
I feel like it's missing something. Yo, so it's crazy outside. We got Shani and Cass. Yo, it's so crazy. Shani and Cass wanted to do the live after the live program show.
How could you not?
And they're calling me Shani Culture. I see that. I see your little mess up there, Rasan Bascom. So, boom. First thing on my mind right now. Does this Diddy story save Drake?
Does it Diddy? I thought about that, too. Because it definitely takes the attention away from Kendrick Lamar's attack right now.
It does.
When we talking overall big hip-hop news, Diddy, yeah, he kind of got that over the slow big three battle.
But I don't think it's completely gone. It'll come back. Yeah, it'll come back around to this Kendrick talk, Drake talk, and J. Cole. Because the Diddy thing, it's a case. And it's huge. It's a huge deal. But everybody's got to watch it just play out. It's not going to be – there's not going to be a closure on this thing in the next days.
Right.
This is going to go on for a long time.
Right.
Because, yeah. A, Diddy's got money, so it's going to be stretched out over an extended period of time. B, we don't even know what this is about. Is this about the Cassie case? We don't know.
We don't know. All news reports I've seen, I was trying to find out, too. They don't know.
I just assume it is.
They're linking it to sex trafficking, but each time they say we think or alleged or.
Well, they won't know until the FBI gives some sort of announcement about what's going on. But my belief here is that there was enough in there that this would be enough for them to pursue it.
Right.
Man, I need a haircut bad, guys. I apologize to everyone on the live after the program show. It's bad out here today. Yo, I just got some great news, though.
What you got?
What's that?
My nephew just got into some dope high school, pre-med high school program at University of Pennsylvania.
Fire.
That's fire.
I'm super excited for him. Yeah, he decided the last year or so he wanted to be a doctor. He applied to some program that for high school kids that he did not. He thought it was a super long shot. Apparently, he got in.
Wow.
And he's are we comparing family accolades right now?
Wow, what you got?
Yo, my nephew got into the number one or number two boarding school in the country.
Whoa! Why is he going
in
boarding school?
Cause that's what he wanted to do.
He wanted to go to boarding school.
Yeah. Well, his older brother got recruited to this big academy out in New Jersey called Blair. He's a big soccer dude. Anyway, my nephew Brandon, Andover. In Massachusetts.
Got into Andover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, they ain't got money like that, so it's not like he could pay to get in. You know what I'm saying? He has the grades. He's got a 4.0 soccer star. His dad's amazing, so he does community service. So I guess his resume when he applied, plus his grades and everything, they laced him up.
I feel like this isn't your nephew.
This is my nephew.
This is your nephew?
Nephew.
Wow.
How many boys are there? There's two girls and a boy, right?
Oh, my brother. You mean my brother's kids? No, he's already in college.
You know how the word nephew works.
No. This is. Oh, you mean my nephew, blood nephew? No, this is black nephew.
Yo, get the fuck out of here, bro. What the fuck is wrong with you?
Because he said nephew twice.
Yo, he said nephew, yeah, nephew he did. Twice.
He's like, no, this is the nephew.
No, this is my nephew.
He's like,
nephew.
Oh, you mean blood.
But you mean my brother's kids? No, because I was like, I've only heard about girls. I was... No, he has one boy too, though, right?
He's got one boy. Yeah, he's got one boy, two girls.
But let me throw my daughter in the ring too.
Oh yeah, hold on. Wait, Shawnee, this is your actual daughter or someone else's daughter?
No, wait, this is my daughter.
No, this is daughter.
You know what I'm saying? This she came out my balls. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, all right.
Okay.
Wow.
No,
that's a live program show. She used to live in your scrot. It's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? But she just got accepted to Brown as a grad school major.
Yo!
Yeah, which is good. That's huge. And they gave her, so with the acceptance letter, they gave a full scholarship, which is dope. They're giving her a check to move all her stuff from her crib there. So Shawnee just came and crossed the building.
Shawnee came through.
When she told me, we don't always FaceTime video calls. So she was like, no, I want to video call you. So she told me they're giving her a check to get all her stuff there. I was like, dope. And a stipend. I was like, oh, and they giving you money just to live and learn? She said, yeah, plus full insurance. I was like, when they start giving you insurance, she's like, I got vision, I got dental, I got...
Well, it's a grad program, so it's another level.
So I was like...
It's a grad program. I think them grad programs is like, they really invest in the grad school programs because these kids could go on to, you know, depending on what the line of academia she's in,
yeah,
she could go on to help the university in some way.
Mm. I never heard insurance. So she got the full ride, nothing to worry about, bread, all that, and insurance, like,
fire.
So I was happy about that.
Yo, in the comments, they're jumping right to the Diddy talk. EDNYC writes, quick question. The Yankees play Bad Boys for Life when they take the field.
Nope.
You think they should continue playing that?
No, they used to.
Oh, they used to.
That's over.
That's all.
But also, by the way, that's part of the Jets' problem. That's why they suck.
What did the Jets do?
Wait, who? What you said, Giants?
He said the Yankees.
You said the Yankees?
Said the Yankees.
That's why the Yankees suck. You coming out to Bad Boys for Life? That shit sucks. This is the live after the live program show, right?
Yeah.
Bad Boys for Life sucks a fat dick. Can we say that?
No Diddy.
No Diddy.
No,
I mean, any version you want, it's bad. That shit is not it.
The beat is fire, though.
The beat could have been fire, but the song just didn't.
No, the song is.
The remix with M.O.P. on it was a little better.
Play 10 seconds of the Bad Boy for Life real quick. Let me hit, because we can't play full songs on this live stream.
Can you have the remix in there, Cass?
Yeah, nah.
That's the one that I would play. Give me at least you hear M.O.P. on it.
Hey, yo. You ready?
No.
Let's
nope. All right, I would turn this one off. Universal the worst. Yeah, that's it. I would turn it off.
Yeah. I mean, but you are, though. The problem is you're going somewhere, clearly. Yeah, that's why they was at your door to yesterday.
No, you went really far away, too.
Damn.
You are going somewhere, and you won't be found. Because you're on the run.
Man. Yo,
bad boy.
Yo, it's not what you want.
So what other songs in this Bad Boy catalog you guys think is... Are you happy that we could just be like, you know what? This song is done forever.
Yo, so the angle here is, by the way, we're taking something very serious that is super upsetting and makes everyone sad. No matter how you look at it, this whole thing surrounds a lot of pain, abuse, and horrible shit. Mm-hmm. But let's take a silver lining. What Bad Boy songs were we ready to get the fuck up out of here anyway?
Regardless of the circumstance.
It doesn't matter. We just want to say bye.
Another tidbit. King Lou points out Bad Boys 4, Bad Boys, the Will Smith movie.
They called the movie Bad Boys for Life, guys. And guess what? The movie was a fucking brick.
Why'd you name
Bad Boys is an iconic franchise. Why'd you name it after a bad Diddy song?
And the fourth one coming out. So they got to change that theme song.
Right. Well, one theme song that's very appropriate is Bad Boys, Bad Boys, What You Gonna Do? What You Gonna Do When They Come For You?
Yo, also appropriate.
That one is super accurate.
But we don't have to get rid of Bad Boys. We don't have to get rid of Bad Boys by Shine.
TV show, the police show?
Cops or something?
Cops. Yeah. It was Cops. We don't have to get rid of Bad Boys by Shine, do we?
But Sean, you know, they did that song over, though, Shawnee.
What you gonna do when they come for you?
There is a Bad Boys version of that song.
Oh, of course.
There's a Diddy version of that song. What's the Diddy version?
What's it gone? Nah, that one is.
Tanya J writes, this is going to be so sad. Another catalog. Tanya, I think it's a different conversation for me.
Yeah, because
it can't, it's not the whole catalog.
It's not. Mary J going rock still.
Jodeci, Mary
J.
She's
not Bad Boy catalog, though.
Well, that's Uptown. Uptown. Yeah, that's Uptown catalog.
There's some Biggie that's going rock.
Some, a lot.
Yeah. Biggie is still
rocking. Wait, some Biggie? All of Biggie's going to rock.
Yeah, probably.
Yo, if anything, you guys have to understand, if anything, this is going to make draw people stronger, closer to Biggie.
Now,
because
will there,
the stories are going to come out about how bad Puff was for Big. And the stories about Puff doing his family dirty. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying these are the stories that are going to come out. It's only going to strengthen, I think, the love for Biggie. I don't think it's going to hurt Biggie at all.
Well, then someone tweeted me earlier, like, yo, why y'all playing these songs, put money in Diddy's pocket? I got news for you. Mm-hmm. A lot of the, our little one play to recap and talk about the music ain't really doing nothing to put money in nobody's pocket. Part two, I don't even know how much of the catalog Diddy still owns. Last I heard, Warner owned a lot of it, and he owns some of it. The other part of that is when you're talking about the Biggie catalog, I think Biggie's mom, Valletta, gets money off the Biggie stuff.
Mm. Mm. Hopefully.
Susana Moreno writes, Potty Mouth Rosenberg is my fave.
That's why you come to the live after the live program show, where I can just add F-bombs for no reason.
It's almost ridiculous. When I heard you cussing a second ago, I was like, he's just doing this because he just wants to cuss.
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I do 8 hours of radio a day where I can't do it. Now I got to get some F-bombs out there.
Zachary writes, Act Bad gotta go. Act Bad never showed up.
Yo, Act Bad was never here.
Act Bad never was a thing, Zachary.
No, it was a thing for about 3-4 months. It was a big, now,
that's
was a
not
big
a thing.
Thing.
But by the
what
way,
do you
okay.
mean, a big
3-4
thing
months
where?
Does not count. No,
I mean,
as a thing.
But nowadays it does.
I'm
nowadays.
Not with now. Hey, yo, I'm going to be like Rosenberg, potty mouth. Fuck nowadays. That shit is trash. These
that's
little
a
TikTok
run.
One week, something pops up for a second. That ain't that's nothing, bro. It means it's meaningless. Nowadays. If you ain't hearing a song for 6, 7, 8 months, it don't count, bro. It's not a real hit. 3 months is really just a promo window.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena, hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, step swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire. Fire, fire,
fire. How about this one? This got to go.
I ain't shit. Cheryl Brown writes Flavor in Year remix forever.
I thought about that, but he starts off like with the words, man, boy.
But see, once again, y'all. Can you feel me? Do that. I don't need it.
No, get that out of here.
You can beat it.
That could go.
You beat it. That and also, what was the other one? Shake Your Tail Feather or some other?
Yeah,
weird?
Yeah.
That shit got to go too.
Oh, Shake Your Tail Feathers about any dirty money. That's that dirty money.
Well, that last sure. night with Keisha Cole, though.
Yeah. No, that's staying. Yeah.
That's staying.
That last
staying?
Night with Keisha Cole.
That's staying. Big staying.
That pops
big
staying,
Rosenberg. In the club. Big.
But here's the thing, guys.
Not for
it's
me.
Not...
It's already gone.
What? Last night?
Yo, you crazy.
Ladies,
where am I? Where am I hearing that? I don't go out.
Griff, how dare you bring up Dylon and the rest of the band? They not even a, they. Nah, they just right. barely hanging on. That's not even right.
Dylon.
Last night is fire.
Yeah, I'm good.
It's a joint.
When Keisha yeah, comes in, Raspberry that's Beret. Joint, I can just listen to Raspberry Beret and call it a day.
Pretty good, pretty good. Right. It's not the fact that Diddy's on the records that make it questionable, right? Because the R. Kelly catalog, remember, much of the catalog was about his sexcapades, which basically sounds like him detailing his crimes.
But the voice does hurt.
It doesn't help, but it's not the same as R. Kelly.
No. But I don't know.
But
I
mentioned take that one time, and it's like, rippity-boota.
We're gonna take a pivot real quick. We got somebody on hold. I wanted to have jump on real quick. It is Ramadan. Shout out to all our Muslim brothers and sisters.
That pivot was I never seen anything like what you just did.
What pivot? I mean, that, I called no, it that, out. It was just it was.
But that
pivot.
Level of pivot from straight filth to the holiest of times. I never
the
seen
the holiest
it
of times. But listen. Yeah, you know, Samara, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you.
Thanks for joining today. I saw this come across my timeline, and I'm glad. Shout out to our team for reaching out to have you come on. I just wanted to give a little moment for all our Muslim brothers and sisters out here during Ramadan. You are part of or were the creator of something called MetaMosque. Can you tell us more about it? I think we lost Samara.
Oh, wait, she's back.
Oh, there she is.
Yeah, so I created an app called MetaMosque. It's a Muslim tour app. It's a mosque app. Sorry, it's a mosque tour app.
Yes.
So you can travel all the top famous mosques of the world, like Mecca, like the Dome of the Rock.
Wow.
Yeah. So
the reason I was shocked by it because, A, I thought maybe this had already existed, but this is new.
It's super new. No one else is doing this.
Talk about the power of this for many Muslims around the world, and especially during this time of Ramadan, how important this is.
Oh, my God. It's impressive, the emails I'm receiving from people from all over the world. I don't even know where they are, but I get emails like, I'm living in a dark place, and I'm afraid to show my faith, and this is a great way for me to be connected to my community and, you know, still be able to, you know, practice.
That's beautiful. Do you now is this just a, this is MetaMosque is the name of the app. I could download it right to my phone and take the tour.
Yeah. So in 2 weeks it should be on all app stores. Right now it's a demo version, but you can still download it if you go to our website. So
okay, and what's that website?
So www.metamosque.com.
And how long did this take for you to develop?
Oh, my God. A couple of years. It's been cooking for 2 years now.
And was this are you the only creator behind this, or do you work with a team?
I have a team, yeah. I definitely am not that techie.
But this was kind of just your idea to start to have this to help people who maybe don't live near a Muslim community or don't have access to a mosque to worship.
Yeah, so the reason why I created it really was for my mom. She's almost 90, and I always ask her every Friday, why don't you go to mosque, be part of the community, and just go make new friends and stuff. So she would always tell me that she didn't have anyone to take her. So I decided, you know what, I'm creating this for her, and, you know, I'm sure a lot of other Muslims can benefit from it as well. And so
from a practicality standpoint, if one when this thing's like fully functioning beyond demo mode, take us through. You download it. How would someone like actually utilize it?
Okay, so you would download it, and then you get to choose your character. You can choose whoever you want to be. We have like, I don't know, 30 of figures, like an avatar kind of like. And then you choose your mosque, one of 10. And we also have a Mejlis. I don't know if you know what that is. It's kind of like a Middle Eastern lounge. And so you go in and you could, we have an AI. So it's our Muslim AI. You can go in and ask him any questions about Islam or the history of the mosques. And so it became also a multiplayer. So you can meet people from all over the world as well.
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
So there is a social component here.
Yeah, you can meet people from all over the world. And that's the reason why I kind of, I wanted to get my mom off of TikTok. She's a
90-year-old mom was heavy on the TikTok.
Yeah.
That
and so, yeah, and so I just kind of created it for her so she could be able to, you know, make friends from all over the world without having to leave her home.
Wow.
Well, Samara, this is beautiful, and we appreciate you taking the time to come on the program and share this creation with the people.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
And happy Ramadan.
Thank you so much. Ramadan Kareem.
Ramadan Kareem is how you say it. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you. Good for luck. Coming Congrats. On the program. Very cool.
Keep pushing, and also make sure to once it goes live out of the beta version, remind us so we could remind the audience to go download too.
Once Absolutely. Again. Give me 2 weeks. I'll be there.
Okay, Samara. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you so much.
Yo, Ebro, you know what I missed today for congratulations? You played yourself.
What's that?
An article in the New York Post. This is I might have to do it tomorrow, but. Neo-Nazi who inspired Edward Norton's American History X skinhead is now an observant Jew thanks to DNA discovery.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. Yo, you've seen American History X, right?
Of course.
Yo, the dude is literally the poster boy for a neo-Nazi. This the real guy. They have a picture of him in this article. With the tefillin, which is like the most orthodox, like the things you, when you're an orthodox Jew, that you wrap around your arm. Like Jews like me have only done it like once in your life at your bar mitzvah. He's doing it every day. He's that devout a Jew now. Yo. Oh, man. Sometimes,
yo,
bro.
Yo, that is the biggest congratulations you played.
And I saw the picture of him, and I'm like, how'd you not know? I might have said,
why,
if
has,
I knew
he has stereotypical Jewish,
he has some features. Qualities. Yeah, he has some features that I go, yeah, I could have seen
I see it.
It.
I can
Yo,
see
congratulations.
It.
Natalie asked an important question to me.
Who's this? Natalie, the wife.
Natalie, the wife. Mm. She said, can we get Jadakiss to redo the first verse on Benjamin's?
Hmm.
I feel this. Wait, isn't Styles who's not on Benjamin's?
That's right.
So, but let's get Styles.
Well, yeah, I think didn't Styles write Diddy's verse? Wasn't that the deal?
That's what's been said. Yeah, I believe that's what's been said.
Chuck Jones writes, I grew up on Bad Boys, Mace, Biggie, and Mary J. So all this is sad to me. Hard to see all this downfall and hating. I'm not celebrating or enjoying none of this like some of y'all. I don't know. For me, I don't know if I'm celebrating. I know that I'm not as sad as you write, Chuck Jones, because I think I never became, as a fan of music and a fan of artists, I don't know if I ever became the type of person that actually felt like I knew them. I'm trying to think of an artist that like I felt like I really, really know you privately.
Yeah.
Where I wouldn't be shocked. Like, and in the Diddy case, there was so much toxicity and things that we heard about for so long. Mm-hmm. I didn't expect this. I didn't expect Department of Homeland Security and helicopters over the house with Justin and Christian Combs. I didn't have that in my brain.
Right.
But like, I was not, you know, and I also didn't expect some tens of millions of dollar payout to Cassie either. But I definitely had heard about the Kid Cudi Porsche thing. And I definitely heard about toxic behaviors and rumors of, you know, homoerotic sex parties and all of this other chaos. I had heard about all of that. So,
by the way, to that dude who said that, how much you want to bet there are a lot of people out there who are like, I don't like people preying on his downfall, you right. know, And then if the allegations became proof that he did something gay, how much you want to bet they all of a sudden would be like, "I, you know what, on second thought, he went too far."
No, I think there's those people who exist. I also think there's people who just see another famous black man being torn down. And then it's hard for them to not be triggered by, you know, you go all the way back to Martin Luther King Jr. and people will be like, "Yo, man, they try to tear him down. They tore this one down." No, everybody who gets torn down.
I understand. And I understand that trauma is real, particularly in a country as racist as America. However, if you were ever to fix your lips to have a conversation where you ended up accidentally comparing Martin Luther King and Diddy,
yo, fam,
we have a button that we have for you.
I stopped short.
I
stopped short. I was going to use the Jesus line that everybody likes to use.
They came for Jesus.
So, yo, people do that all the time.
Yeah. But I mean,
well, listen, don't feel bad. Jesus was Jewish. You know, it's different. People always coming for the Jews.
They should have came for Jesus then.
Yeah, on second thought, Jesus was Jewish? You know what? He really did run Hollywood now that I think about it.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C,
Step Swimming,
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Red Man, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns, yours truly the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set, hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam, 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire! Fire!
Yo, you know, Candace Owens loves to use this Diddy thing. She's big on the Diddy thing.
I'm not following. Put me on.
Big. She uses the Diddy. Nah, you post. Didn't you? No, you didn't post it.
I posted the guy, JJ Williams.
Yeah. JJ.
Talking kid, about why her coded anti-Semitic, it's not even coded, but her anti-Semitism that got her fired because she was working at a company that was run by a Jewish guy and they start beefing.
Yeah, so he also posts that guy, JJ, who y'all should follow, J William J8, I think is his IG. He also posted a video about how Candace uses the Diddy she picks these stories that are really good for getting you to go down the rabbit hole of other Hollywood conspiratorial things. So because the Diddy thing has a lot of real smoke to it, that's a good way to convince people of other bullshit in terms of look at the cabal that runs Hollywood. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So she uses the Diddy thing because there's something to really sink your teeth into. Like, I already see people talking about the Diddy thing. And while we're sitting here talking about it and analyzing it, people will take it to a whole other place that's just off the deep end. In terms of Diddy and an entire plan and all these other Hollywood execs.
Listen, bro.
Listen, bro.
Let me just say this. This is just me. I'm speaking for me. Any organization on planet Earth that is bent on power, controlling narratives, holding people, to task if they're not in line with the narrative that they're pushing, etc. Any of these organizations, pick one, the biggest to the smallest, has some deviant toxicity behavior in it. We ain't gonna act like the Catholic Church ain't a thing.
Oh, for sure.
We're not gonna act like the Christian Church ain't a thing with all type of stuff going on. All of these corporations at the top, high, top. There's it's always some sort of abuse, sexual harassment. Every single one. Anytime there is this, I guess this hyper-focused, deliberate fascination with money, power, and control, you're going to see this. Name something that doesn't happen.
You're right.
I've never been one for joining big organizations because I'm not into that. Because every time it's like, yo, who is this person up here thinking that they are holier than thou?
Yep.
There is no way that this one individual who thinks they're holier than thou is perfect. And why are all these people blindly following this person?
But for people like Candace Owens, it's way better to turn this into an anti-Jewish thing.
Well, and but remember, Candace is doing her softening routine right now. This whole showing up on the Breakfast Club video of her apologizing to Muslims because of how America treated them during 9/11 is all still a part of her same movement to ingratiate these groups into conservatism. Whether she works for, what was the thing she got fired from? What's it called?
The Daily Wire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but and then what's the other thing they have that shows up, the student or the tipping point, turning point?
Yeah.
Whatever it is.
Turning point.
That's all. She's still all up in that. It's all part of the same grift, y'all. And then, by the way, when she got fired from Daily Wire?
Daily Wire, yep.
She put up a thing taking donations, bro.
What you mean, like a GoFundMe?
Yo, she was like, yeah, you could donate like $5, $10, $20 after she got canned.
To the cause of her
pain. To her pills. Thing. And then promoted her own website and her own membership thing.
So she's using, Bracket. So what you're saying is she's using now the anti-Jew card to ingratiate herself to other groups.
So it seems, while also softening her approach to be more, I guess, because there is a thing, and we've talked about this a lot, specifically, if we're speaking specifically on the Black community and all of the sub-communities within the Black community, that being Caribbean, Muslim, Christian, African, you know, Hispanic, all of the sub-communities. There's a religious current in the Black community. So when she gets to talking about transgender, when she gets to talking about, you know, being ostracized and marginalized, when she gets to talking about, you know, control over the life and all this, control over her life, and even being pro-life and all these other things, she's tapping into things that Black folks generally on the same page about.
That's a fact.
And tend to be conservative based on their religious current.
Well, and sadly, there's a nasty undercurrent of anti-Semitism in that world online right now, too.
So boom, you take those aspects of it. The problem is then she walks right up and cozy. And when it comes time to vote, the problem is Black people can see the white supremacists. So Black people will be like, I mean, I agree with some of the stuff you're saying. However, yeah, nah, I'm not going that far.
Right. Most people, yeah, I would think so.
So her rebrand is on, and you know, there's platforms that are going to give her, you know, pass. And I'm watching it, and the other interesting part to me is the amount of people who are afraid to call out the Breakfast Club.
It's crazy.
For giving her a platform?
Yes.
Yeah. They won't call it out specifically because I've
talked
lose
to many
spot.
People that are like, yeah, but you know, and you know, but yeah, but how many different times are you gonna watch Charlamagne cozy up to Tommy Loren? And by the way, and y'all notice, because I've talked about this on the program, and you saw the video at the time of him making the joke, walking the streets with Tommy Loren, saying black and joking, Black dicks matter. At the time when the Black Lives Matter thing was first started popping, y'all remember it. That video is nowhere to be found on the internet. Mm.
Really? You looked for it?
I looked just the other day. If you could find it, because I was going to send it to somebody who missed that it happened. Because also remember, Trevor Noah had a luncheon with Tommy Loren at the same time. And I had words for them at the time. Like, why y'all cozying up to this blonde lady, man? Y'all know what she trying to do. And I'm going to remind everybody another piece. When we was at the Malcolm X Betty Shabazz Center, Vanessa and Colin Kaepernick and Charlamagne was there, and he wouldn't take a photo with me. And then afterwards jumped on a podcast talking about, yeah, he really tried to take a photo with me. He was trying to get a picture of me for the gram. You goofy. Nobody don't care about no fucking social media. We were supposed to be here for the Know Your Rights camp. But during that conversation, Charlamagne said to me, I mean, you know, we got to figure out how to work with the other side. And I said to him, no, the fuck we don't. We do not have to figure out how to work with overt white supremacists. So this has been playing out for a long time, and everybody is always so geeked to go up and get clicks, which takes me back to the Tekashi 6ix9ine shit when y'all was on his dick, and I was telling y'all this motherfucker was a clown and don't trust him, and the whole city was like, oh, Ebro, you hating. I was like, no, I'm not hating. I know bullshit when I see it.
But Tekashi 6ix9ine, I think everybody knew it was bullshit.
It all goes under, you're so enamored by the clicks.
Oh, no,
I agree. You're so enamored by the clout. You're so enamored by your short little hustle to get popping in the moment.
You found it.
Yeah, there it is.
Yo, this y'all remember, this was can I tell you the truth? This was the last time Charlamagne never fucked with me after this. This is the time that I called him out and ended up being a headline everywhere that I called him the devil. And all the blogs that hate me, the ones that do not fuck with me, the Shade Room, every one of those ones ran with this headline because I was up late at night and I saw this video and I just went on Twitter and I was like, yo, Charlamagne is the fucking devil. And
can't say that because you white and nobody want to hear that from you.
But the funny part was at that time, they were that many blogs were over his bullshit. They even wrote, Ebro, they even said, we don't normally agree with Rosenberg. What that's based on, we don't know. And they ran with this thing. But all of it just gets forgotten when the next thing comes.
And here's this man, Lewis Bowen. He's in the comments. He says, so you can't speak to people you don't agree with. That's not the point. When you are an overt white supremacist, there is nothing for us to talk about. We can't agree. The root of your impetus of your being and mine, where we don't agree. We just won't, because your whole thing is about tearing down blackness. Marginalizing blackness, making blackness inferior. We won't agree. So there's nothing for us to talk about. Not saying there aren't people who are claiming to be liberal who aren't also white supremacists, but they just keep their hoods in the back of the fucking closet where they belong, because that's social decorum. That means that in society, you know the way you feel is incorrect. So keep that shit to yourself.
Reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be
celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B. and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Tariq and Peter Guns. Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles.
30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!
And it's unacceptable.
Yeah, this whole conversation is incredibly exhausting to me. The why can't you have conversations with people who don't agree? They people don't understand the difference between exchanging different ideas and starting off a conversation with someone whose belief system is based on hate and bigotry. I can't do it. It's and frankly, Ebro, it's boring and shows just a lack of general thought by the people who say it. It's an absolute waste of time.
Jay Diaz writes, isn't it funny how she could bash blacks, Latinos, and other groups? Now it's perfectly fine until she went against Jews. Now suddenly she's fired, which but plays
she,
into
she
the
worked
conspiracy.
For a racist she Jewish guy.
She worked for a racist Jewish guy. The guy she worked for is a white supremacist Jew. That is a thing. I know it's hard for people to understand, but it's a thing.
Well, but by the way, there are mad people who could operate, who would be in a black operation. Now, granted, there may not be as many operations run by black people where they say mad anti-Semitic stuff, but they wouldn't go be anti-black. She crossed the wrong line.
That's right.
When you're dealing with hate, you got to know where your lines are. She crossed into the wrong. She went anti-Israel. She went to a place she couldn't go working for Ben Shapiro, who's an open racist and white supremacist. But y'all don't understand. So is she. Like, if you guys actually think because her skin is black,
people
you
listen
promote
with their
white
eyes,
supremacy?
Rosenberg. I tell you this all the time. People listen with their eyes. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been telling people because people are hitting me about Candace Owens and her rebrand and all this. And I'm like, yeah, I see it, whatever. They're like, we're so happy you would never have her on your platform. Yeah, but the reason my platform ain't as big as the other platform is because I'm just a mixed local dude who works with a white Jewish dude and a Spanish woman. So the black people ain't that interested in our program like that. And the black blogs ain't that interested in our program like that because we're not black enough. So you're not going to see us in those arenas, and that's fine. Nobody makes qualms about that. But you just got to know what it is.
Yo, it's funny, by the way. Because it's fine because it has to be that way. And you're just aware of it. So people don't even know. Sometimes I feel like I should probably stop and say it. Ebro probably 4 times a week, Shawnee, you would say, says mm-hmm. to me when I make a point, yeah, but you're white.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening and you're not, and you don't know the show or know what Ebro's angle is, he's not actually trying to invalidate the words that I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
He's pointing out the irony that there are people who are actually not going to listen to what I'm saying because I look different than them. And that's fucking different. And that's just fucking ridiculous. But he knows it's true, so he just points it out every time. But I don't think people realize how crazy it is. Like, I spend half my day being angry at Jews who say shit that I hate.
But you're Jewish. Nobody believes you.
Wait, I don't understand. So, like, people really, so we can get upset about bigotry if we want, mm-hmm. but why are we really surprised when most people really just want to hear and see people who look like themselves? That's true. It, no matter what your group is.
Well,
so you
safety,
give a pass.
There's safety in that. It's easy, it's safe.
It's relatable.
And it's honestly
Breeze, we've been on the right side of every issue for now 10 years.
It doesn't matter. I'm
every issue.
My mom
these cats
is
have
Jewish,
allegations.
You're Jewish. I'm not black enough. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter what the allegations are. Yo, I mean, it's crazy. They went to get a new person, and they brought in someone who has a history of homophobia and Islamophobia publicly. And they were like, nah, this is the person we're adding. In 2024.
Currently, right now in our chat, there's an argument between the producers of the show on whether or not we should move back to the Diddy conversation or stay here because we're getting too smart for the audience and they're complaining and all they want to do is talk about
I don't feel that way. And people saying, why aren't we talking about Benzino being in Detroit? Can y'all leave us alone, please?
Benzino in Detroit.
Oh, sorry. Before we go, let's put a bow on this whole thing. Ebro, I didn't tell you what The Rock did last night.
Okay, let's get to it.
Yo, so The Rock has generally been advertised for all of his appearances. So, like, next Monday at Barclays Center, he's going to be at Raw. And it'll be promoted. Yesterday, though, Chicago Raw, he was not promoted. And Cody Rhodes is out there doing a promo, and The Rock's music hits. Just so you know, Ebro, also, they changed The Rock's music and his whole look when he comes out. These lightning bolts hit, and you get the, if you smell what The Rock is cooking, the beat comes in, but then it slows down into his bad guy Hollywood Rock version.
Yeah, let's go.
And he comes out to the ring. He stares at Cody Rhodes for about 2 minutes. He whispers something to him and walks out without saying a word, which is very unlike The Rock, who these days, when they put a mic in his hand, usually goes for about 25 minutes. So at the end of the show, when you think the show is completely over, Cody Rhodes gets into a fight backstage with Jimmy Uso and Solo Sikoa. All of a sudden, The Rock shows up and just starts beating Cody Rhodes' ass. Drags him outside in the rain. Throws him up against his bus. He beats him to a bloody pulp. He starts talking to the camera, talking to Cody's mom. Takes the blood off Cody's face and wipes it on his weight belt. Yo, it was madness, Ebro. I threw it up on my Instagram right now.
I'm watching this.
I put it up on Rosenberg Radio. The Rock is fully invested.
If we're keeping it 100, Rock, what's the company that bought WWE and that whole thing? What's that whole thing?
TKO.
And then Rock's on the board, right? Or something.
That's right.
They are making sure you forget the era that was before, whatever just happened a few months ago.
They're going to be there. It's going to be wild. It's feeling like the 90s again.
Yo, listen, that was the last time I was tuned in. Late 90s, early 2000s.
Yo, if Stone Cold ends up coming back and getting involved in this, I mean,
they're probably, yo, listen, something, wasn't that a thing for a while?
I mean, way back in the day, but no, he's come back and gotten his bags.
So if they promise him a proper,
it could happen. It could happen. He had a match 2 years ago.
Put the knee braces on, Stone Cold. Let's get active.
I mean, come on. This is, who doesn't want to be involved in a moment this big? It's amazing. Juanito said Meek Mill has been announced for WrestleMania. That he's performing? Or just that he was going to be there?
Well, it's in Philly.
So I knew that he was going to be there. Oh, it says WWE teases a collaboration with Meek Mill. I'll be honest with you guys. I pitched him. I pitched him to WWE to say that the song Dreams and Nightmares should be used at WrestleMania. Like, I was like, this should just be done. I don't know if that's going to be what ends up happening or if he just ends up appearing. But yeah, Dreams and Nightmares.
Save the rest of this for your wrestling podcast. You know what I'm saying? You got some other things you got to sell. Facts, and Shiny facts. Culture, there's a question about your hoodie. Come back on camera real quick.
Oh, wait. I had to put the camera up because...
What's your hoodie say?
It says, never sold dope.
Never sold dope.
Is that true, though?
Yeah, I never sold dope.
Never sold no drugs?
I'm just making sure. No weed? Not a little bag?
Well, I sold ganja, but is that...
Hey, yo.
Oh, so then, see? Damn.
Wait.
Hit me with the ripper dick.
Hold up. Ganja?
It's dope, man.
That's not dope.
Heroin, I mean, it ain't dope, now. Cocaine. It ain't now because it's legal, but it was dope.
They never called ganja dope.
They did call ganja dope.
Yeah, you smoke dope is a thing. And
that was heroin.
Parents would mean, though, you smoke a weed.
Cornballs thought dope was dope and weed. Sell dope. Selling dope was definitely tied more to coke and hardcore drugs.
Yeah.
But you did sell dope.
I never
so you need to take that sweatshirt off. Crack. That's been the end of the the live program show.
Y'all don't listen to them.
We love you guys. Thanks for being here. We broke 1,000 today.
No Diddy.
WQHT and WQHT HD1 New York. Ebro in the Morning with Laura Stiles and Rosenberg.
Hot 97.
Just don't call it a podcast.
reconnect with CUNY. Whether you are a first-time college student, a parent, a veteran, or an adult with some college credits, there's a place for you to continue your dreams or start fresh. No matter where you are along your journey, the CUNY Reconnect program can provide financial assistance and one-on-one personalized support to get you going. It's not too late to start again. Go to cuny.edu/reconnect today.
UBS Arena. Hold on! Sexy Red, French Montana, DeVito, Roller Brook, Cash Cobain, Bass Swag, Doja Cat, Honey Baby, Fabio Fari, 41 Cal Rich, Jet Carter, Tata, Chef G is home, baby, Sleepy Hollow, Connie Diamond, 310 Baby, Celebrity Host, Ice Spice and A Boogie, Big Daddy Kane will be celebrating the life of the finisher, Mr. C.
Mr. C, Step Swimming.
Jadakiss, EPMD, Eric B and Rakim, Method Man and Redman, Lord Yours truly, the curator, the lit digital DJ, Funk Flex on the set. Hosted by Nessa, Ebro, Peter Rosenberg, and Laura Stiles. 30th anniversary of Summer Jam. 30% off right now. This offer ends at midnight on Sunday. Tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Oh, you thought we wasn't going to get it right?
He's on fire!